FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 9/13/18. Hey, as always, we invite you, implore you to be part of the show. Just email us, kl@kerrylutz.com. So, politics in America, crazy? Well, person you're about to hear from, Dr. Gina Loudon, you have found a cure for crazy. You're an expert in psychology with 2 degrees and a doctorate, so as well as a loving and devoted mother of 5 and American patriot. We welcome you to the show, Dr. Loudon.
It's great to be with you, Kerry. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, so politics, Trump derangement syndrome. Evidently, that is a real personality disorder, I guess. Is it going to be listed in the DMS?
DSM-5?
Yeah.
It should be. That's for sure. You make a great point on that. But no, we've seen this, you know, throughout our history where, you know, people, you know, seem to be locked into a mindset that is self-destructive. You know, there's just, no matter what you think of the president, and I happen to like him a lot, I know him very well, but no matter what you think of him, it's really hard to deny the economic numbers that are out there that you talk about on your show every day. But people will deny it, and people can deny a lot of reality. There are 3 basic types of people I write about in Mad Politics. One group never wanted to control anyone, never wanted to be controlled, just loves freedom, wants to live their lives.
Leave us alone.
And that's really, that's most of us.
Just,
you know?
Leave us the hell alone and let us do our thing, live our lives.
Exactly. And want the government, if anything, out of our way,
right.
For the most part, until we have hurricanes, and then we'd like government to come help.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Then it's great.
and then there are, you know, 2 other groups of people, one who really likes to control people, and there's another group that likes to be controlled. That third group, the group that likes to be controlled, Marx and Alinsky and others refer to them as useful idiots, and there's a reason for that. But the communists have always known, and the socialists, that if you can grow that group, you can take over an entire society. And that's what just confounds the rest of us who have no desire to control or be controlled, right? So we look at those 2 groups of people and think, what is wrong with them? Well, they've existed throughout civilizations, and civilizations have fallen over them repeatedly throughout our history. We look at things that have happened in history. We think, how did that ever happen? How were people so deranged? Well, this is how. And
yes.
The way to grow that group that wants to be controlled is by decimating a culture. So you do things like you take away their churches, you take away their connections to their neighborhoods and their communities, you take away their family of origin, their basis for their security in life. And then they become this group of people that wants to be told what to do and wants to be loved by anyone and never can satiate that. And so what they do then is cling to just about anything. And government is so big and powerful, it kind of feels like a dad. And then it gives them free stuff and it makes them feel loved. And that sort of in a robotic way fills in and they become very dependent on that. And so that's what we're witnessing right now. So for the rank and file out there who are falling for all of this and seem deranged to you and me, they're just needy. They're just people who don't quite have a stable sense of self. And as such, they have become very dependent on the ruling class, which we've seen throughout history, who are those who want to control. And that's the Maxine Waters and the Hillary Clintons and the Barack Obamas and the Nancy Pelosi's, and the list goes on and on.
Right.
They want to control. And because the reward they get, they're not needy people.
Power.
The reward they get is power and money.
Hey.
And that's what's threatened to them.
Yeah, and I should mention your new book, which I think is must reading, to give you an insight into the parasitic and malignant left, is Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy, put out by Regnery Books, and just came out a little bit more than a week ago. And you really do expose and dig into the liberal mindset and what that's all about. So, hey, you said you were friends with, you knew President Trump. I assume it's not on a professional level?
Yeah, both. I serve on his media advisory board. I was a media surrogate for him during his campaign before I knew him. And then I happened to have moved to Florida mm-hmm. in the midst of all of this and joined Mar-a-Lago and have become good friends with him at that point. But before that, I didn't know him at all. Okay. I can say that knowing him, I want people to rest assured, man is very sane. As I said on Sean Hannity's show the other night, maybe one of the most level-headed people in command of his own actions that we that has ever occupied the Oval Office, and I truly believe that. But whether you like him or not, I think it's sort of irrelevant. I happen to really like him. I happen to think he's funny and very accommodating, one of the most gracious, giving people I've ever known in my entire life. This persona of him being a selfish narcissist of some sort is just completely off base knowing him.
Right.
But it doesn't really matter. What we do know and what we can take comfort in is that he is mentally equipped for this. And I go in depth into the psychology of why that is in my book, Mad Politics. But also, we're living in the best economic times of our entire lives. I don't care if you like the president or not. I'd rather you did, but if you don't, that's fine. Take part in this great economy. Get a piece of it, because economies like this don't happen forever. As you know, this will be cyclical at some point. Mm-hmm. My belief is after his presidency, we will have some decline. So get in, have fun, enjoy living in the most prosperous, safe times of the entire world history of any place on the world. That's where we are right now. We should be enjoying this.
Yeah, agreed. Totally agree with you. And you're not treating him for any psychological maladies or ailments, right? Or in preparation for the 25th Amendment.
Done, and I make this very clear. No, I've never done any sort of psychological analysis, although I've requested it. I would like to do one just to fire back at people like Woodward, who have zero training in human behavior. I have, more than you want to know.
Sure. You're a professional.
And also Mr. Woodward, who does not know the president, and I happen to, and I happen to know his family. So I would very much like to have a chance to do some inventory testing with him, but we'll see. I don't know. But in the meantime, I can tell you what I do know, and that is that people should be enjoying where we are right now. This is a great time to be alive, the best ever.
Yeah. Now, look, we've got a difference between liberals and so-called conservatives or libertarians, whatever you think. Liberals are genuinely unhappier than conservatives, than people on the right. People on the left are inherently miserable, unhappy, never happy with anything. So where does that dissatisfaction with life come from, Dr. Loudon?
Well, it is from exactly what I told you about before, the people who feel a need to be controlled because they have something missing in their lives. Often something happened young in their lives. We've seen the degradation of our inner city, the families eroding. Social welfare has removed the need in many cases for reliance on family and friends and church and neighbors that we used to rely on. Now, instead, those people are relying on government, and it's pretty unfulfilling. The government never tucks you in at night. The government never looks you in the eye and says, I care, and you need to go to school today. The government never, it may give you food. It may give you school. It may give you money. It may make it so you can sit on your computer all day and tweet horrible things about this president, but it is never going to actually care about you. So you have a sort of a depletion in general. And I think that's where the anger comes from. And they're trying desperately to fill it because it is our human need to connect with other people. It is our human need to have a solid family of origin and a solid social sphere and a solid culture. And if you don't have any of that, then you're just sort of out there flapping in the wind and you really are not a very happy person. And I think that's why we see that anger in those who are Trump deranged and why you see that sort of happy warrior look to this president. And I get a kick out of it, to be honest with you, Carrie, because I'll see the president on a weekend and he's sitting there at Mar-a-Lago and he is having a great time. And it'll be a day where I'm getting interviewed and I'm being asked over and over again, was Trump upset about what Omarosa did today? Was Trump upset about the Woodward book? Was the president upset about the Mueller investigation and all the supposed big hot news that came out today? And I'll be like, no, I watched him sit and laugh and enjoy his family and his friends. He is so comfortable in his own skin, and he is so confident in his calling to this office for this time in our history that he's unshakable. So it doesn't really matter what they do to him. They will not move him. And in fact, he uses it, I believe, like a drug. You know, he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He lost his brother at a younger age, and he loved him very much. And at that moment said he would never drink or smoke. And many of his children have taken up that same mantle. But his drug, I believe, because I think we all have a coping drug of some sort, and some of them can be very productive, is productivity. He likes to, do things. He likes to accomplish things. And I believe that's what sends the endorphins into his brain that some people get when they drink alcohol or use drugs or those kinds of things. I'm not saying it's an addiction or an obsession with him, but I am saying I believe that's where he directs his hostility, is into better accomplishment. And we saw this manifest in his first year of the presidency when it was estimated that he had one major accomplishment every single 36 hours, Carrie.
Yeah.
And that was with no one helping him, not the media, not the Democrats, not even people in his own party. And in some cases, not even people in his own cabinet. And so you look at that and think about what a productive person he is, and you realize this man knows how to channel his energy.
Very much so. So is Trump derangement syndrome, is it terminal? Will it be an ailment that you die with, or is there hope?
No, not at all. No, and that's the great news. If we take time to gently and humbly present, just, you could say, give people permission not to like him, because they've been very programmed not to like him. So give people permission not to do that, but ask them if their life is better. Ask them if they did better in their taxes this year. Ask them if they know anyone who has a job in this new economy. And those are the kinds of places you can start, because everybody's doing better and everybody's going to continue to do better, I believe, as long as he's president. And that's what you have to do. You have to connect with people. It's not terminal. And we know that. We look at numbers like the number of Black Americans who voted for the president have more than doubled. Some will say it's approaching 40% now. Those are massive, unseen numbers ever.
You're so right.
For a Republican president. So I think people can look at things like that and know that people can snap right out of it. They just have to be shown the truth in a very gentle and loving way. And I think that we can turn the world back. Really, I think we've seen a bloodless revolution, and I write about it in my book, Mad Politics.
Yeah, well, and if you haven't gotten the book and you don't know about it, you should definitely take a look at it. It's by Dr. Gina Loudon, our guest right now. And the name of the book is, sorry, I have to laugh, but it's
Mad Politics.
Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy, out on September 4th. Definitely worthwhile reading. Hey, one final question. In elections, I always have said that people don't vote against something, they vote for something. And just the idea of voting against Trump to get him out or to contain him in the upcoming midterm election, that's not going to be enough to win. They got to express an option, a choice, a different path, which they haven't done. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I agree with you. I also think that identity politics has been proven to be a failing issue, and that's really their only platform issue, is dividing us up into little pieces and trying to take advantage of those voter blocks to turn it into power and money for the elite in D.C. But the president has exposed that. So you're right. They not only have to come up with a candidate, they have to come up with a platform, and it has to be a positive message, and they don't have it. And even when they talk about health care, they still don't have it because they blew that the first time. The Democrats are imploding, and that's a good sign. You look at the socialists coming up from behind, and it seems a little ominous, but also a little crazy to most guys, who just got home from work today and only want to support their families, keep their house safe, and put their kids through college someday. To the rest of us out here, they look crazy, and we may not know everything, but we know we don't want to be part of that.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true.
You're absolutely right. It won't work. And I think the president will surprise us in the midterms and in the 2020 election. Okay.
Well, I will go on record as being one of maybe a handful of, I don't want to call myself a pundit because I don't like putting myself down, but a follower of the scene who predicted that Trump was going to win by a resounding margin and that I wasn't sure what type of president he was going to be, but like you say, one accomplishment every 36 hours. I wrote an article, Gina, right after he was elected, saying, this is the workaholic in chief, the first workaholic that we've gotten in the office in probably 40 years. And that while the media is worrying about covfefe, this guy is going to be handling 15 or 20 things per day. They're never going to be able to keep up with him, because you know that basically the reputation of journalists, particularly print journalists, is they like to drink a lot and they're generally lazy. And in this day and age, they don't really publish stories unless they're prepackaged and handed to them with a bow. And all of it has come true. So it's great to get your personal insight into it. Hey, is there a website where we can check you out, where you can find your work?
I'm all over social media at Real Dr. Gina is my handle on social media. And I'm on all social media. You can find out there, just like the president, at Real Dr. Gina. And and the book is up on Amazon, and they actually have a little sale on it. So grab it while it's on sale, because I think that ends pretty soon. And then I'd love also to ask your audience specifically, if they read it, they like it, to write me a review, because the left has a concerted effort out there on Twitter to destroy my reviews. And Amazon isn't posting some of the positive reviews for reasons we haven't ascertained yet. But so I would appreciate all that. And thanks so much for having me on your show, Carrie. I appreciate it.
Hey, been a total pleasure. Again, email us, kl@carrielutz.com. Twitter handle @CarrieLutz. Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Dr. Loudon, been a total pleasure. Wish you the best of luck on the book, and hopefully you can inject some sanity into what is an otherwise insane environment.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.